The passage reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31.
고린도전서 15장 31절 말씀입니다.
I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Samoa, Fiji, Australia, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and the local sanctuaries in Korea. And those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet. And GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father for allowing us to have this 2010 inauguration service. This year, we have a total of 178 inaugurates. Including 7 assistant pastors, 23 elders, 132 senior deaconesses, 11 honorary senior deaconesses, and 5 associative senior deaconesses, total of 178. Congratulations to all of you who are inaugurated as precious workers for God's kingdom. And I give thanks to all the guests and family members who are here to celebrate this blessed day. Dear inaugurates and church members, the title of today's message is Spiritual Servant. Not just the servant, but all the servants should be spiritual servants, right? Especially the anointed elders and senior deaconesses, you should be the spiritual servants. Here, the word servant does not refer only to pastors, but to all those workers who are being inaugurated today. As a person who is serving the kingdom of God, would you like to be a spiritual servant and a spiritual worker? Or would you like to be a fleshly servant? Of course, you want to become a spiritual servant. John 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing." You know very well about Spirit, right? And you know how unprofitable the flesh is, right? Even though you work hard, if you work in flesh, your work is in vain. Even though you work for your whole life, you cannot earn the praise of the Lord if you work as a fleshly worker. Because you understand this point, you said you wanted to become a spiritual worker. Then, how hard have you tried to become a spiritual servant? You listened to so many messages. Then how much longing for spirit did you have? And how much have you truly tried to cast away flesh and cultivate spirit in you? To become a spiritual servant, As written in today's scripture from the 1 Corinthians 15:31, you have to deny yourself and die daily. Otherwise, you won't be able to discern the will of God, nor can you hear the Holy Spirit's voice. You cannot obey the will of God. God can give you His strength and use you freely only when you die completely by giving up your selfish desires, your pride and self-righteousness and frameworks. Just as Apostle Paul confessed, as you hear this message, you should confess that you die daily. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may become spiritual servant and spiritual worker. When you die, you can, when you put yourself into death, your spirit can revive. Dear inaugurates, to become spiritual servants, first of all, you have to cast away your pride. As long as you keep your pride, you cannot become a spiritual servant. As is the case with all other workers, servants of the Lord in particular are literally servants. They are servants who give everything to the Lord, and they must not have any self or ego in them. They must not listen, they must not desire to be lifted up, or to enjoy what they like, or to be recognized by others, or to insist that they are right. If they have such things, they will lose peace when they are not respected. Furthermore, generally speaking, pride comes with the feelings of not rejoicing together with the truth, or passing judgment and condemnation, or feeling of resentment. For example, if you receive rebukes while others bear fruit and receive praise, you will become disheartened. Your feelings will be hurt because you feel you are put to shame. Moreover, you may feel that you are not lacking in anything more than the others, that you have more ability than others, and that you love God more and bear more fruit than others, and yet you are not recognized by others. But if you do not have any pride, you will not be disappointed or saddened. You know, our Lord grew up together. The people were there in the same town where our Lord was grew up. And it was they who grew up together with our Lord in the town, tried to destroy our Lord. But our Lord hid himself away from them. Our Lord didn't take his pride. He was humble. A dead person will not feel anything even if he is beaten or if he is despised. If you really say that you die daily, then you must have only the truth in you. This way, you have to accomplish spiritual love with which you can rejoice with the truth in any situation, and seek others' benefits, and rejoice when others are better off than you are. As you cast away your pride this way, you can have the heart of the unworthy servant. And to that same extent, you will be given the strength and ability to do spiritual works. You will think only in spirit and be guided into spirit. You will finally bear fruit, be recognized by God. You know, men live by pride? No way. Well, I do not live with my pride. My pride is gone. So even those who try to destroy me come to me and kneel down before me. Eventually, they kneel down before me and they repented. And you have seen them. until now. So you will not die just because you don't have any pride. As long as you have your spirit alive in you, then you can rule them. Dear inaugurations, church members, to become spiritual servants, secondly, you have to be humble. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves." Than yourself, you have to consider others more and better. Well, you cannot do it if you have pride. You cannot do it if you have arrogance. As long as you have self-righteousness in the life, you cannot do this. If you cast away pride and humble yourself, you will see the good points of others. Then you'll be able to think about the ways that they are able to give glory to God with their good points. Rather than insisting your own opinions, you can understand other people's hearts. Of course, since you've been trained with the holiness gospel, you will not become arrogant just because you now have a higher position. If you give orders and commands to others, or if you act rudely to your subordinates just because you are higher in the order, then it's something shameful even by the standard of the world. Here, humbleness is not just external humbleness. Some people obey those higher in the hierarchy and also are very humble before their subordinates. They also voluntarily do the harder tasks. But because they are acting this way, they think they provide service for others, and they do not realize the depth of their hearts. In fact, what they are thinking is, he's my leader, but I'm as capable as he is. In fact, he lacks these things, but because I am lower in the order, I will serve him. Even though he has shortcomings, I will be as respectful as possible. It may seem that he is thinking in the truth, but in fact, he is just covering up his judgment of his leader and his uncomfortable feelings. And yet, you have to think of yourself very well, okay? And yet, he thinks he is acting the truth, so he cannot cultivate true humbleness. The kind of humbleness that God desires of you is not just external. It has to be humbleness from the depths of your heart, serving others with all your heart. Only then can you really become true spiritual servants and not just decorate yourself to appear like a man of spirit on the outside. Dear inaugurates and church members, to become spiritual servants, you must not cease to pray fervently. I'm always putting an emphasis on the act of ardent prayers for pastors and workers. It is so important that it can never be overemphasized. The 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power." Even though you have so much wisdom and talent, you cannot accomplish the kingdom of God with your own wisdom or talent. You cannot lead the souls to the truth or make them receive blessings just by teaching with good words. You must have the spiritual authority and power to drive away power of darkness from them and to move their hearts to practice the truth. Servants of God, you may visit members, and you will regret if you don't have any spiritual power. Then you will regret why you didn't arm yourself with the Word of God and why you didn't pray fervently. The pastors, and the workers of this church who have been with me from the beginning of this church. They started with the president of Manmin Prayer Center. They learned the same message. They learned the same Christian life. But the president of Manmin Prayer Center makes people repent as soon as she puts her hand on them. And she reads others' heart and pray for them. And you have saw her. You have seen her. When she sings praises, she makes people cry and repent. If you see her, then you have to think about something. Even though you prayed together, even though you lived your life in Christ together, something is different. The president of Manmin Prayer Center has never ceased praying. She gave avowed prayers. She fasted, even though she was not a pastor. She's just a mere worker. But she has been like that. That's why she's been given the power of God. If you had done like the way she did, then you would have been used greatly by God the Father. So many countries are asking for pastors from this church. You listen to the same message and you pray together. But depending on how fervently and how prayed without ceasing, it made a good big difference. The power is different. The power of God is different. Also, you can die daily and become perfect only with the help of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. You cannot do it by yourself. The Lord and the Holy Spirit should help you to make it happen. To become perfect and to accomplish the kingdom of God, you always have to communicate with God and you must not commit the sin of ceasing to pray. No excuses. I couldn't come to a prayer meeting because of this, because of that. No way. Even though we go on a family vacation, she prays. She doesn't stop. Early in the morning, she wakes up and pray. In the afternoon, in the evening, she prays. And then she takes a rest. And she never stops reading the Bible. Even during the family vacation, she always carries the Bible and she prays. Now, if you want to become a spiritual servant, what should you do? Only then can you bring down the power of God. When you tell God everything in detail in prayer, you can be guided to the right way through the Holy Spirit. I believe you will not neglect your prayers because you now have a more important duty and you have more things to do. If you cease to pray, you will not be able to discern the will of God. Then, you will just follow your self-righteousness and frameworks and your own ideas rather than what God truly wants. You cannot bear any fruit this way, even though you try so hard. You must never cease to pray for you to work according to the will of God. Of course, to pray without ceasing is not just to attend prayer meeting and praying with your lips only. You truly have to communicate with God and pray ardently with all your heart to bring down the power of the Holy Spirit. For example, when you pray for your self-sanctification, you should not pray as you regularly pray. You have to pray like Jacob, who brought down the answer of God at Jabbok River when he prayed. When Jacob prayed at the Jabbok River, he prayed with earnest heart. You have to pray like he did during the Daniel prayer meeting. I think I see you, half of you. So wherever a cameraman goes, I see you. Then I can see who gives the prayer from the depths of their hearts. I can see that. And whenever I see them, they are so lovely. And if they keep on doing like that, then their spirit and soul will prosper. And they will bring down the answer from God. But those who mumble in their prayers, who fall in asleep, even though they pray, it's difficult to receive answer. Because it's not the prayer of true love and faith. When you pray for the church, the shepherd, and for your duties and the flock entrusted to you, you have to cry out more earnestly than when you pray for yourself. Especially if you are pastors, you have to communicate and you have to accumulate countless prayers asking for spiritual power. Dear inaugurates, Luke 17 verse 33 says, whoever seeks to keep his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life will preserve it. This is the spiritual law. If you insist on yourself and if you want to keep your flesh, you cannot live spiritually. But if you destroy your fleshly self, you will live spiritually and enjoy great honor. Brothers and sisters of this church have witnessed along with me in this church for 28 years. Whoever tried to destroy me, no matter who did, I have never resisted against them. When they hit me on my left cheek, I turned the other cheek to them. But what was the result after then? Just as our Father God said, I was able to give great glory to God. And I received a blessing from God. I enjoyed honor. And the enemy devil and Satan were destroyed. And I won the victory. And that's why the victory made this church do great ministry all over the world with 9,000 brand churches. Every week, precious guests are coming to this church. Because I die daily. Because I die daily. Father God made me live. Those who die daily and become spiritual servants can save many dying souls on this earth and glorify God greatly. To become such a spiritual servant and worker, I talked about three things today. First, you have to cast off your pride. Second, you must be humble. Third, you must not cease to pray fervently. You have to pray without ceasing, okay? Of course, those of you who are being inaugurated today are the ones who are recognized among the church members. You love God, you love the souls, and you don't insist on your pride. You have served other souls with humbleness, and you have stored up many prayers over a long period of time. Now, I would like you to become perfect and blameless. I hope that you will not just say, I'm trying to become a spiritual servant, but you will be able to confidently say, I have become a spiritual servant and worker. The time is very near to receive the Lord who is coming again. And there are so many things to do. I hope that all of you will come forth as spiritual servants and spiritual workers and accomplish all the duties for this end time together with me. After we finish all our duties in this church to wrap up human cultivation, may you receive and enjoy all the great honor and reward that God will give to you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's pray. Father God, through this message, I hope that the servants of God, the senior deaconess, can become a spiritual servants by casting off pride to become humble without ceasing to pray. I hope they all become spiritual servants and workers. But please let them become lovely to your eyes, Father. Elders, senior deaconess, and pastors, Father, please bless their home, work, and business. And let them come into spirit and the Holy Spirit. Let them be faithful to their given duties, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Senior pastor will pray for the sick. Father God, lay your hands on all sick parts and burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can become healthy. Transcending space and time, please work on these people. That those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet, and all the branch church members and local sanctuary members, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, and all the servants of God and missionaries and branch church members around the world, lay your hands on them. From head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them become healthy in spirit. May the light come. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let them speak well. And Father, please bless their heart, kidney, lung, all kinds of intestines and organs. Burn diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Father, please let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Father, please protect their transportation and let the driver not make mistake. The typhoon Panabi is moving. Taiwan Manmin Church requested prayers so that all the Taiwan Manmin members can be protected from the typhoon. So that they will come to the service. May the light come. Father, please protect them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Father, many people ask to pray. Pastor Sang-hui Kim is going to lead the handkerchief prayer meeting from September 20th to 24th. Father, please bless the message of the cross written in Hindi so that many souls can read it and bear fruit. Father, please bless Getoa Coco from Germany to be healed of AIDS, diabetes, and kidney problems. Li Pei-Chin, Father, please bless him so that he can be healed of Parkinson's disease and paralysis. And bless Li Gang to be healed of Stuffen disease, and bless Li Yongchang to be healed of diabetes, after effects, and blood circulation problem. Bless Jung O to be healed of tuberculosis, and bless Wang Gang Wei to be healed of the blood vessel stuff, and bless Sang Shu Shar to be healed of headache and dizziness. Bless Han Yong Mei so that her son could go to good college and get a good job. and for her sister to be healed of an liver and cancer. Father, please bless Yanning Chang Hongbin to be healed of alcohol addiction. Bless Long Yangpin, Lin Yan, Chong Longchui, Zhao Xingpan, Wang Chuan Chuidang. Bless them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.